Blog Talk Radio.
How many women do you have, sir? I'm asking you. How many women do you have? Be honest. How many do you have? Okay. So if you have two women, okay, all right, you have two women. Now, if I ask you how many you have and you say you have two women, Richard, if she asks you how many women you have, how many women do you think you should tell her, my brother? How many think you should tell her, Richard? Just go ahead and answer the question, Richard. If you told me you have two women and she asked you how many women you have, what is it? Is it going to be A, two, B, many, or C, both? Which one, Richard? A, two, B, many, C, both. Which one, Richard? I just need an A, B, or C from you, Richard. Yeah, Richard, just give me an A, B, or C, sir. Okay. So there you have your answer, brother. Okay, there you go. And C, what makes it easier, Richard, is that thank you. That's the whole point. Thank you. You're right. You're right. Let me go ahead and post what you said. Yeah. And the words are taken out of my mouth, but the thing is, man, it's none of our fucking business how many fucking women you have. You know what I mean? It isn't. But if you have more than one, that could be considered many, and I'm fine with that. But you guys got to prepare yourselves for that kind of stuff, man. And that's important. That's very important. So... as long as you got that down, you're good to go, okay? So, I mean, y'all got any questions, y'all can ask and call in. I got you. But this is the whole thing. This is not an acquired taste, man. This is not making you feel good about yourselves. And I know a lot of y'all guys want to feel good about yourselves, and you don't want to hear the truth. And I'm sorry. I apologize, but that's just how it is, man. That's how it is at the end of the day. And if that's what you're driven on, which goes back to what I was saying before, a lot of people cannot accept that fact. Does that make any sense? A lot of people can't accept that shit, man. They can't. And the reason why they can't accept it is because it's hard to believe that in this day and time that women are out fucking thanking the most males. I ain't say men, because they ain't doing shit to men. They just doing shit to you. The men, look, to be honest with y'all, the men are fine. The men are always going to be fine at the end of the day, dog. And that's the truth. Men are going to be fine, but this ain't about the men. And this is what I'm telling y'all. It's not about the men. It's about you guys coming to the honest realization that going into 2020, because the way you're feeling about yourself, you're just going to repeat the whole year over again. That's all it is. And that's I'm not trying to be mean. But that's the fucking truth. I don't want you, I want you to grow. But you cannot grow without those things, guys. Whoever told you that ain't going to make it. Ain't going to make it. You're not going to grow that way, gentlemen. Because without a belief in yourself, how are you going to hold on to how you feel about yourself when you have a beautiful woman in front of you and you got to make a choice of standing by what you believe in and that can lose her, or lying to her just to fucking sleep with her? But you know what kind of man you are. And God damn it, I would rather lose her than lie to her. Fuck that. That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. But a lot of people just can't see this deep type of thinking, man. A lot of people think that what we're saying and what we're saying here is crazy. But if you take a moment to look at yourself, not anybody else, but if you take the moment to look at yourself, you will see where I'm coming from, and you will see that everything I'm saying is not bullshit. I'm not trying to bullshit you, and I'm not trying to knock you, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but 2020 is going to get worse for y'all, man. I feel bad for y'all. Because unfortunately, because it's getting worse, you're giving the hive more ammunition to use to keep you locked down. Because the more you blame women, the more they ain't going to want to fuck with you, dog. And that's the truth. So I'm going to go in 5 minutes. We're about to wrap this up. But if y'all got any questions, last questions go around, y'all can holler at me and we'll ride on that. But I just wanted to talk to y'all and make sure that at the end of the day, y'all just don't. I don't want y'all to fall into what's happening today for a lot of you guys. We don't want you to fall into that. And the only way you're not going to fall into that is wake your ass up and realize that you're not going to make it doing the things you did last year, feeling the way you feel last year. And that's the truth. The only way you're going to win is by facing those three things. You got to face those three, man. They're the ugly three things. The three worst things that have got y'all motherfuckers. Well, really four. It's four. I need to go ahead and pull out those shadows. Maybe we'll talk more about those shadows. Let me see here. So on the 30th, yeah. So I might kick off a show Saturday night, maybe Sunday, but definitely got one on Monday. And we'll talk about the three shadows, man. We'll talk about them. There are four things that I'm telling y'all, you just can't carry them over, man. You cannot bring those four things into 2020. You can't. You have done it every year, but if you plan on growing, you can't bring those things in there because those things are not going to help you. They're going to do more harm to you, okay? So we're going to get ready to wrap this up, guys. I need to hit me up. Hit me up at themanmindset.com. You know what I mean, guys. Let me go ahead and shut that down. Shut down.